But with all that said, it's that time on a Friday. Sports talk off and running. We turn our attention to the million-dollar sandbar known as Miami Beach.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
All right. Big opening week. Told us Oregon would run and hide from Bowling Green. They did. Said, don't be laying all them points in USC. Would have been wise. This week we'll add in a sprinkling of NFL. And again, online, ParamountSports.com, on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. Lee Sterling, how you doing?
Doing great. Recovered barely from the Miami loss at in Dallas against LSU. That was rough.
I was going to ask you, I know you made the trip to Arlington.
Yeah.
Was there a point in time when you were like, you know, if we stayed in Miami in the man cave, we'd have saved a bunch of money and we have free beer and food?
Yeah. When it got to 17-3, I knew it was over. So.
Yeah, that was that was actually thinking about you. So, but I was home and I didn't have to travel all the way from Dallas back to Miami International. Hey,
the rest of the trip was great, Steve. I mean, I saw a bunch of buddies I played football with at Southwest Texas State for dinner one night. The next morning, I meet a bunch of fraternity brothers at the University of Texas I went to school with. I'm flying high. It just was 3.5 hours of torture.
All right. let's get to the games this week. So there was a point where Utah was actually struggling a bit with Weber State. They put the pedal to the metal, and now a true road game at a MAC West favorite, Northern Illinois, who got busted up at Iowa. Very ambitious non-conference schedule. Utah's quarterback, Tyler Huntley, really productive. They got a stud back. The defense, trying to revive Sac Lake City. Utes, -11 in DeKalb, Illinois. Who are you liking?
Yeah, Utah, I think, is just too big and just too fast and talented for this Northern Illinois team. I think they're better than Iowa, who Northern Illinois just couldn't handle last week. Their defense for Northern Illinois has given up 31, 31, 36, and 33 points the last four games. Utah's the right side here, unless something weird happens and Huntley throws like 3 or 4 interceptions. I like Utah here, 38-23.
All righty. We always root against the Huskies. Doesn't matter what school it is. No easing into Pac-12 play. I mean, USC starting the first of two interesting road games are at Texas next week. They kind of started strong, finished strong last week to open the JT Daniels era and beat Vegas. And as you called, they didn't cover. Cardinal had this crazy September. This game, they're here in 2 weeks. Notre Dame on the 29th. Good defensive effort against San Diego State. Stanford, a 3-point home chalk against Southern Cal. How do you see this one playing out?
Yeah, I think JT Daniels is going to be great. I mean, I think if he stays 4 years, he'll set every record, maybe even through 3 years. But they're going to show him some different looks that he hasn't seen, some blitz schemes that he's not going to see in high school. So that's a real problem for them. And Stanford, you know, they still win by 21, and Bryce Love was held to 29 yards on 18 carries, and the other quarterback gains 158 yards. So I like their resiliency. I think that KJ Costello, he seemed poised back there in the pocket, making good decisions. USC just 3-9 against the spread as an away dog since 2012, and they're looking for revenge for last year's 18-point loss to Stanford. Bryce Love is not going to have two straight bad games. I like Stanford 28-20.
All righty. NFL season began last night. Exciting, kind of messy. Philly Falcons, we moved smartly to Cowboys Panthers. With no Dez Bryant, no Jason Witten, kind of a new-look offense, and who might wear out Zeke Elliott. I'm kind of excited to see what Christian McCaffrey does year two as a weapon for Cam Newton. They got a new offensive coordinator in Norv Turner. Panthers -2. What gives here?
Weather could be a factor in this game, Steve. So pay attention if you're thinking about wagering on this game. And I think it actually might help Carolina and also the under if that takes place here. I just don't see it with Dallas. I mean, you lose Dez Bryant and Jason Witten. That's a combined 132 catches and 11 touchdowns last year. I think Dak Prescott is good as long as he has a great supporting cast, and losing those two guys might be too much. And don't forget Jason Witten, also one of the top blocking tight ends in the NFL. Carolina, I think they fortified their offense. They had DJ Moore from Maryland in the draft in the first round. He should make an immediate impact. And then also brought over in free agency, Torrey Smith, who could maybe hit on, you know, behind that Dallas secondary for a big gain or two. So Dallas' secondary is always vulnerable to the big play. I like Carolina here, 24-14.
All righty. Sticking with the NFL, talking with Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com to Foxborough. I heard a national host ask if the Patriot dynasty was slipping. And I thought, in that division this year, I don't think so.
No.
So you've got you got Brady in the GOAT conversation against Deshaun Watson, who looked so good last year before he got hurt. You know, wonder in a full season, he and DeAndre Hopkins. New England, though, a six-point home chalk. Not that big of a number. What's your play here?
Well, if Houston plays another quarterback, I mean, I'm laying a big number. I'll lay up to 14 points. But with Deshaun Watson, he's just a different cat. I mean, he just gets it. He's calm. I think he's going to be a top-five quarterback in the NFL this year. And, you know, he played him close. It came right down to the wire the last time they played when Watson was in there. So you got that. You got J.J. Watts back. And then you got the Honey Badger who comes over from Arizona playing in the slot. I think he's going to fortify that defense. So I think New England has slipped, you know, without Cooks, without Edelman, without Amendola. I don't think they have the same weapons. I think they have two great players on offense and one real good linebacker and Hightower on defense and a bunch of mediocre players. I'm going to say that Houston covers. New England might win the game 33-30, but the Texans cover.
All righty. In a game many will hear, as we're the voice of the Seahawks in Eugene, Seattle a mile high. Broncos will start Oregon rookie back Royce Freeman. Elway, of course, made the move at quarterback, signed Case Keenum. The defense, man, Von Miller. The first-round pick, Bradley Chubb out of NC State. A healthy Shane Ray. That could mean a lot of running around for Russell Wilson. Will Rashad Penny upgrade the running game? Chris Carson in there. Vegas says Denver -3. What say you?
Always look to the better quarterback and games, and I think Russell Wilson, big edge here over Keenum. Keenum came back to earth in that championship game last year. He's got to have great talent around him to do well, and both secondaries not the same. No fly zone here for Denver. That doesn't exist anymore. No Legion of Boom for Seattle. But with Carson and Penny, I like the additions there. Wrong team's favorite. Seattle wins 23-20.
All righty. Let's move along. Two college games, three NFL games, your game of the week. BYU off a really nice opening win to ruin Kevin Sumlin's Arizona debut. They're at Cal. The big national games you and I always talk about are fun, but your business is about one thing, finding advantageous matchups to pick winners for your players. What do our people need to know about all you have to offer at Paramount Sports?
Big week this weekend. Last week on Saturday, we go 6-3 and hit on both of our 30-unit plays. This weekend, we've got three 30- to 35-unit plays. And how hot have we been on these plays? We've gone an amazing 40-17 dating back to the start of last year on our 30- to 35-unit selections. You want to get 4 weeks of games from now through Monday, October 1st. Use coupon code SAVE100. Brings the price down to $397. It's all available, ParamountSports.com.
All right, Lee, love it. Fun stuff as always. Enjoy your week, and stay home. Don't get aggravated. Have a good one.
I will. Thanks.
All right, take it easy.